This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
25 minutes before 8 o'clock. So we're going into a legal feature that we generally have every Wednesday that looks at all issues legal. And so tonight we're looking at the court ruling that involves issues around COVID-19. And the Pretoria High Court declared regulations promulgated for COVID-19 lockdown levels 4 and 3 as unconstitutional and invalid. And so there were the Reno, there were the Liberty Fighters Network, who challenged the regulations as set by the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, arguing that they encroached on and limited their rights as contained in the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. To that end, the ruling does say that they must fix and republish issues that do not encroach and put them in a way that does not encroach on people's Bill of Rights as contained in the Constitution. And I've seen reactions from different legal experts and those that are commenting, saying the court ruling, the way it's been put, leaves a lot to be desired, that there are a lot of questions there. Many believe that it's something that could be overturned in a next application. But let's get a legal expert who specializes on issues on the Constitution, that is Advocate Sidwell Sikwari. Advocate, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, Gamule, your listeners. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to have you on the show. Now,
thank you.
South Africans, and you would have picked this up, are talking about the validity of the lockdown level 3 and 4 regulations as brought up by the court ruling yesterday. What do you make? First, perhaps let's talk about the court ruling. Some are saying it leaves much to be desired in the way that it has been argued. What is your take?
Now, I've gone through the judgment. My take is that the judge has quite expressed himself why he has arrived at the decision which he has arrived at. And he has quite explained himself why some of the regulations he found not to be rationally connected to the objectives which they're meant for. Then, in my view, the judge got it to a large extent. I think he got it right. To a large extent, I think the judge has got it right. I am unable to fault his judgment. Like, if we can check this order on the order number 2, there are certain regulations which he didn't invalidate everything. There are certain regulations, like, let's say, regulation 36, 38, 39.2, D, E, and 41. Those regulations, he left them intact. He found them to be rationally connected to the objective.
Right.
And the regulations relating to the tobacco, he referred that one to the court next week.
Just there, when we continue, we'll talk about those that he invalidated, because that is the other argument, whether it was broad or there were areas that he was direct about, or the judge was direct about. And we'll talk about that when we continue in Progressive Talk. And this is Progressive Talk. Right. So we're talking with the legal expert, the advocate Sidwell Sikwari, and we're looking at the court ruling yesterday that spoke about the constitutionality. And he says to me now, of certain parts of the regulations of level 3 and 4 of the lockdown, which were invalidated, the advocate?
Firstly, the regulation relating to the visitation, where, let's take where a person is sick. A person is at home, is not well. The regulations say you cannot visit him because people are locked out. Then the judge found that, but immediately when that person dies, around 50 people armed with a death certificate are now allowed to come to bury him at a time when he no longer needs support. Let's say he's sick for any other sickness which is not COVID-19 related. Then the judge found that to be quite irrational. Because at a time when these people need support, you say you can't be free. But when that person is immediately dead, 50 people are now allowed to come to attend the funeral. And they can then infect each other. What prevented them, if you allow them to visit the person, but you apply strict measures. strict control measures there, rather than to completely ban all kinds of visits. But immediately when he dies, then people can visit. Then there's no, the judge says that there's no rationality on Regulation 35. The further regulation is on informal trade.
Mm.
Like people like who are in the informal trade, like fisheries, construction workers, street vendors,
yeah,
and so on. These people are forced to stay at home. They can't make any livelihood. But each and every day, but they can still attend a funeral if they've got a death certificate.
Yeah.
But they can't do their trade. But isn't that, why do you ban the trade? It's just allowing them to do the trade, but put control measures there to avoid infections. The same way Shoppers and other stores are operating. Then you are leaving this situation wherein if they may not get infection by the COVID-19, but they will still suffer the indignity of poverty and hunger, even to watch their children suffering of hunger, while they could have provided food for their families, while you are putting proper control measures to avoid infections, then that the judge also found to be quite irrational. Like saloon.
Yeah.
Finally, take a lady who's operating, working in a hair saloon, standing at her place. She can't go out.
Mm.
But every day she sees people moving around in taxis, going up and down for other business. But while these people could have come to a saloon, operate with proper control measures, security measures, which will avoid infections. And the judge found that is also quite irrational. The same as Regulation 35, Regulation 3, 48, and 48 and 2. Mm. I mean 48, sub-regulation 2.
Okay.
Which prevents...
I'm going to read two WhatsApp messages here that relates to what we're talking about, and that's why I'm reading them in between during this conversation. Anonymous in Zanin is writing to us, saying that judgment, well-intended, but to some extent impractical, and addresses things that not placed before the court. So let's say things that were not placed before the court. And this says, Ngamla, the court ruling is fair enough. What is your take on someone who says perhaps it addressed things that were not placed before the court?
It may be so, that unfortunately we will not know as to what exactly was placed before the court, because we didn't have access to the court papers like the affidavit.
Mm.
But when you read on the judgment, the judge lamented the fact that the minister didn't come on board. The minister didn't sign the answering affidavit. She delegated the director general in her office. And this director general was quite sketchy in terms of information, like as to other pending cases, the tobacco cases, or GA cases, or how far they are.
Mm.
It may be so that a lot of other issues were left outstanding, but who should have got that information is the minister, who was the respondent. And the court acted on what was before court. And on what was before court,
yeah,
on what the court has explained, I think the court has quite done a fair job.
And you know, that point that you made at the end, I have that sense about many issues when the courts make unpopular decisions for the public, that the courts can only apply itself to what's before it, that it is on someone, the burden of proof is generally on someone, and that person must meet the burden of proof for the court to apply itself and to take that into consideration. The court may be able perhaps to, the judge sitting there may be able to imagine these things, but someone must argue these things for them to be in there.
That is correct. And you don't start by arguing those things. You start by giving evidence on those things.
Mm.
You firstly start by bringing facts in the form of your affidavit, which is an application. You explain your story in your affidavit or in oral evidence. Then you apply the law on those facts.
Mm.
And the judge did lament in his judgment the fact that information from the minister is quite sketchy. And the court cannot say, I'm now not deciding because the facts are not complete.
Mm.
The court will have to decide on what is before court. You see, like one of the regulations which the court found to be irrational is the Regulation 35, Subregulation 1, relating to the people who should attend the funeral.
Mm.
They say it must be 50 people and should be close family members. But the instance where a pastor or a bishop may be deceased, or a village leader, you see, then this regulation will undermine the cultural aspects and rights which are involved in the funeral profession.
Because
it's not only the family, the biological family has to understand it. As the one responsible for burial, that is completely un-African. And it is irrational. If 50 people can be allowed, what matters whether they are family members or they are not family members, they are clan members, they are leaders of the church, if a bishop or a church man. If one of the things with the judge said, they should have been regulated in a different way, which takes into account the culture and the religious practice of various people.
Okay. So one of our listeners, layman, has written to us. I thought this is an interesting point, a point to even make a conclusion from. Is it fair for courts to protect the rights of individuals over and above interests of the nation or national interests? He writes.
No, the rights of every person. The rights in South Africa, they are not classified as that of individual or that of a national. There is no right which supersedes the other rights. The rights are not categorized in hierarchy. But the standard criteria is that any law or any regulation which infringes on the rights of the people of South Africa, of the individuals, it must comply with Section 36 of the Constitution, which is the limitation clause. That is the guiding principle. And if these regulations are found not to be consistent with Section 36, which is the limitation clause, then these regulations have to be declared invalid and unconstitutional. And that's what the judge has done. The issue is not whether if a right of an individual or superseding that of the public. No, the issue is whether that limitation, that infringement on rights, which a regulation is bringing upon, does it comply with Section 36 of the Constitution?
All right.
That is the criteria.
All right, thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Advocate. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Governor. Thank you so much, and your listeners.
All right, thank you. That is Advocate Sidwell Sikwari there talking to us. That's our legal feature that we have. If there are issues that you want us to talk about, legal issues, you can send us those ideas and we'll get legal experts to talk to us about those issues every Wednesday here on Progressive Talk. And you can send to talk@capricornfm.co.za.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.